Yeah, honestly, the first thing, you know, you'll learn as time goes on, you know, some of this stuff will become second nature, but, you know, the first thing to do is make sure they're connected, not connecting. That'll get you a bunch, a lot. And then you've got some sort of a path issue to the node you're trying to connect to or something. Something's going on. That one happens frequently, particularly when you're going to connect to something else. It'll show up there in the line, but you'll look and see, and it'll say connecting. I think there's also a different color, but that's one important thing to notice. That indicates that you're having trouble navigating to whatever node you're trying to connect to. This one here is a new one to me. I haven't seen this before. But when in doubt, you know, just make a list of everything that's on there. Drop them all and bring them all back, you know, if you want. But, you know, it's a process of elimination. You know, what exactly isn't talking to what, you know? So you know, you can test, is UMP and Detroit communicating? If they are, and you can look at their connection status on the Central Michigan webpage. And if those two are talking to each other and they're connected, then you know everything's good on that side of the house. Then you come over to ours, and if our repeaters are all talking to each other, then you know everything's good, you know, there. But why aren't the repeaters, you know, talking to anything else? You could do another process of elimination. You could, you know, if it was just the white phones, you know, you could try that. You know, so it's just a little, you do a little chart, you know, just kind of like eliminate this, eliminate that, you know, and prove this, prove that, you know, and so we walk through it.